I could use a fast car.
Supercar Radio, where great cars never die.
All right, everybody, welcome to the third episode of Supercar Radio. I am Christopher Tyler, and I am back. It has been a very long time for me. Been about a month from the last time I did this podcast. Just really did not have time to do this. It's finals, and just got sucked into all these things that weren't really, honestly, quite as fun as doing this podcast. So I will be back on the regular schedule doing this show, and I'll also continue to do my other show, but I really want to get into this because I was checking my stats and I have almost as many subscribers to this show as my other show, and I've only been doing this one for a fraction as long as the other one. So I'm really intrigued, you know. Really, the motivation of me doing this show was not necessarily to have a huge listener base. The motivation to do this show was to be able to claim that there is a supercar-centered podcast, because like I said in the first episode, when I heard about podcasting, I promptly looked for some kind of great exotic car supercar podcast, and there was none. So this is going to change that, and to my knowledge there still isn't one besides this podcast. So thanks a lot for all you guys listening out there. It's really, you know, it really made me proud to know that other people wanted to hear what I wanted to hear, and it's very fun for me to produce because I've been into exotic cars for gosh, years. I mean, they've just always fascinated me, so I wanted to try to pass some of that on to you guys. Now, I got really excited this week because I thought, oh, it's the Detroit Auto Show. You know, I hadn't had time to really keep up with it, so I got on the net and I said, okay, you know, we're going to look at the Detroit Auto Show and see what's going on here, and, you know, there's going to be all these great cars. No supercars at all. There was a Camaro that looked kind of cool, Camaro concept. No supercars. And I was wondering to myself, I said, okay, you know, after the Chrysler, oh gosh, what was that? See, I forgot it already. The Chrysler ME, was it 210? Something like that. It was I know I'm probably wrong on that, but it was the like $500,000 Chrysler supercar that, you know, was the big thing a few months ago and then kind of disappeared into the woodwork. And I thought to myself, you know, when that came out, I was like, yes, you know, this is great. You know, we're going to have a car from the United States, a supercar. And, you know, McLaren kind of started that whole well, I was hoping it was going to be a movement of supercars from America, and it just isn't seeming like it's flying. I thought, okay, you know, Detroit, first big auto show of 2006, we're going to see what the Americans have in store, we're going to have some great supercars, not a one. And I just like to say right now, I'm very disappointed, because I've been watching what my home country. I know some of you guys out there are from overseas, because I've heard from some of you, and you know, I'm really kind of disappointed because we're from, you know, Henry Ford making the car affordable for everyone and really making the first huge giant leaps in the automobile, and now what have we become? We're a society in the car building business. We care more about money. They don't care about reputation whatsoever. It's just, let's make a car that's slightly different from the older model, just so that people will get their attention piqued a little bit. We're gonna sell more. We're gonna sell less for more. If you look at the Japanese car makers, and I've talked about this before, but if you look at the Japanese car makers and Chinese and Korean even, even, which is not like a diss to Koreans. The reason I said even is because they've only been in the car making business for 10 years. They're already putting out better products than we do in some cases. So really, I mean, the Koreans and the Chinese haven't been making cars for half as long as we are, and they're giving us better values. And it's because they care about their products. And they say, you know, look, we need to actually do some kind of market research, see what people want. And, you know, it's, and this doesn't really, I guess you could say it doesn't really relate to supercars, but it does. Because people not caring about their products is why we don't have many American supercars. So really, it's just annoying to me. It's like, you know, we pretty much invented the car for as far as like affordable for people, and we can't make a supercar. I mean, the recent Ford GT. I mean, that was cool. I was like, oh yeah, you know, we're having more American supercars. This is great, you know. And then 2006, first show. It's like, okay, you know, let's keep the trend going. You know, keep me impressed. And then flat, nothing. Oh, so disappointing. Anyway, okay, let's move on. 2006 Ferrari Imola 600. This is going to be the newest Ferrari coming out, and it's. We're going to see more of it at Geneva. They thought about doing it at Detroit, but I guess for some reason that didn't happen, which that would have kind of redeemed the Detroit Auto Show for me. But at any rate, we're going to hear more about it. Geneva looks like an incredible car. We talked about this a little bit last week. And so that's cool. Now, another thing. Barrett Jackson Auction, I'm sure you've all heard of this, is normally not a supercar hotspot for auctioning supercars. It's usually kind of the golden oldies of the automotive world. But now, this year, they're going to be auctioning off the Lotec C1000. And for those of you who haven't heard of this car, like I hadn't until, gosh, maybe a month ago, is that it's a one-of-one. It is nearly as fast as the Bugatti Veyron, has nearly as much horsepower, and was made in 1995 by a guy in the United Arab Emirates. And so the owner has decided to auction this thing off. Now, I'm guessing $3-4 million mark, you know, just because the car cost $1 million to begin with. But we'll see how that works. You know, there's lots of big spenders, and I've watched Barrett Jackson before. It goes pretty crazy. So that was from supercars.net. Now, next thing we have. Okay, so Road and Track has this amazingly cool. They have some exclusives, and I noticed this about Road and Track. They're really good about exclusives. They have all kinds of cool stuff that can't find anywhere else, and it's on the website and in their magazine. Definitely check it out. That's not a paid endorsement or anything like that. I mean, I wish it was, because I'm not making any money for this. But this is a really cool website. I love the layout, and Aston Martin Aston Martin fans. This is very, very cool looking car. It's kind of in the spirit of the DB9, but it looks even more aggressive. And the other thing that's really neat about this is it has a clear roof so you can see into the 2+2 seats. Just just really neat. The car, the trunk is really long, kind of hatchback style. Definitely, by all means, go check this one out. Roadandtrack.com. I'll have the link straight to the site, and they have like a little cool photo gallery thing, and I'll put some of those up on the Flickr account. And really, the point of putting them up on the Flickr account is so they're all in one place. You know, if anybody has a problem with me displaying them on the Flickr account, you know, just let me know. You know, if you run one of these websites and don't want me to do this, because really, I feel like it is publicity for these websites, and that's why I like to do it. I like to do it so I can show you guys the cars all in one place, and so that they can get more traffic to their websites. And, you know, granted, they're pictures, but I'm not really using them for any kind of commercial gain. So, but if somebody has a problem with it, they're definitely their pictures, and they can let me know. I haven't received any complaints yet, so I'm hoping no one has a problem with it. But to me, I would think that it gives them more hits, and I always link the pictures themselves back to the website as well. Okay, so Aston Martin, one of my favorite car brands. So now we'll go to another one of mine, and it is Lamborghini, and they have a new concept out as well. And it is it's a Miura revival is really what it is. It's called the Lamborghini-M concept. Not a very inspired name, Lamborghini, sorry. But this thing is cool. It is pretty much a modernized Miura. And the Miura, for those of you who don't know, really, in my opinion, catapulted the Lamborghini brand into existence, because yeah, they had the Jalpa and they had some earlier cars like that, but really when they got into the public consciousness is something where as a real Ferrari rival, and people said, you know, I don't want a Ferrari, I want this car, you know, this is the big thing. The Miura is really the car that did that. And Ferrari was for several years trying to make a car specifically to beat the Miura as far as sales. So Lamborghini always was a lot about tradition, and in to that end, they're trying to bring back the Miura. So I, for one, hope that this concept is not a concept for long. I hope that they bring this thing back, because it is one of my favorite Lamborghinis. Love this car. It was way ahead of its time in design and technology and all that stuff. So, really glad that that's coming back. Okay, well, that's pretty much it for the show this week. I hope you guys all liked it. And like I said, we're going to be coming back to you in 2 weeks to do another show. And I'm going to try to roll out some more interesting things to keep the show interesting, maybe some features and things like that. So thanks a lot for staying subscribed, everybody. It really means a lot to me. You know, I'd only done 2 episodes of this thing, and I'm looking at the subscription and I'm getting new subscribers every day. It's just amazing to me. So I hope that if you haven't checked out the website that goes along with this podcast, that you do so. It's at www.supercar-radio.blogspot.com, and that's where the Flickr account is. You can go on the Flickr sidebar and click on the newest pictures, or you can just go to the bottom of the sidebar and it will say view more Supercar Radio pictures, and you can just click on that and see all the pictures laid out for you. And also, you can email me with some comments, audio feedback, you know, anything you want to talk about and something you like to see on the show. Be glad to hear it. The email is supercar.radio@gmail.com. And also, you can Skype me at Game Chat Live. Thanks a lot, everybody, and have a great 2 weeks.